Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's program, we talk with Detroit journalist Bill McGraw and explore the legacy of Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson, who died on Saturday. But first, with the shootings in El Paso and Dayton over the weekend, we revisit as a nation the conversation about how to prevent future massacres. Congress has not agreed on how to curb gun violence over these past years, and now President Trump says he would favor background checks and would like to see them tied to comprehensive immigration reform. Here to talk about what Congress can and should do is Representative Andy Levin, a Democrat from Michigan's 9th District. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Cynthia, under really horrifying circumstances.
Indeed. What a weekend for all of us. You know, the House, as we know, has passed gun control measures, but the Senate has yet to take them up. And it's worth pointing out Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also filibustered a set of gun control measures while in the minority after the Sandy Hook massacre. Congressman, what is it going to take to make headway on these gun control measures?
I don't know, Cynthia, but you're right to focus on Mitch McConnell. He must call the Senate back into session and pass the sensible gun reform measures we already passed in the House and work with us to pass more so we can begin to get this epidemic of gun violence under control. It's just unacceptable that the Senate refuses to do anything.
And we know from what the president said today, he's suggesting tying background checks to immigration reform. What do you think of that?
One of the things that Mitch McConnell has told Nancy Pelosi repeatedly is that he does what the president wants. He needs to stop doing that because the president changes what he says he wants on a constant basis. Do you remember when he said earlier that he was for gun reform, then he met with the NRA, and in less than a couple hours, changed his mind? I'm glad to hear the president say he's willing to entertain these measures, but what our job is as the Congress is to pass laws, and then hopefully he will sign them. So the Senate needs to pass our H.R. 8, which was our comprehensive background check law that we passed very, very early in the session, and then they need to take up the enhanced background check bill we passed, H.R. 1112, which closed what's known as the Charleston loophole so that the authorities have time to carry out background checks. We will, in the House, we will also pass an assault weapons ban. We will pass red flag laws, and we will look for the Senate and the president to work with us to get those enacted as well.
And the president said today he wants red flag laws. So is this something that could be a point of agreement on?
I hope so. I mean, here we have a president who has constantly engaged in rhetoric, attacking immigrants, calling them an invasion, other dehumanizing language about immigrants and people of color. And then you have a gunman in El Paso use precisely those words as he's mowing down innocent Americans. I mean, it's maybe the president is sort of being shamed into changing his tune. We'll take it, whatever it is, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. We just want to solve the problem of innocent Americans being killed. People in Texas, I believe, were from the ages of 2 to 82 who were killed. You know, in all three cases of the mass shootings, they used high-capacity magazines. Nobody needs those, up to 100 rounds. In one magazine. So we need to cut the size of magazines that are allowed. One of the shooters, the one in Dayton, I believe, used the kind of ammunition that pierces the armored vests that police wear. I mean, so there's no reason that someone not in a job where they have to kill a lot of people quickly, like our military, should have these kinds of weapons for civilian life. And shame on us that we aren't restricting them, because the American people want us to do so.
But as we have that conversation, you and I know, Congressman, there are people out there who are very worried about their Second Amendment rights. So how do we balance those rights with the demand to end these shootings?
No problem. Nobody's going after anybody's Second Amendment rights here. Even Justice Scalia, when he wrote the opinion changing the way we view the Second Amendment, said that reasonable restrictions on guns are part of that deal, and all we wanted, nobody's taken away anybody's hunting rifle or taken away anybody's handgun to protect themselves at their house. We just want to do what virtually every other country in the world does, which is have sensible restrictions so we don't have this kind of slaughter in our streets. And Cynthia, let me just say that this isn't just about mass shootings. This weekend in Chicago, we had 47 people injured and 7 people killed in gun violence. That wasn't a mass shooting. And that's happening every day in this country. In Michigan, there's someone killed with a gun every 8 hours. And, you know, something like 1,100 to 1,200 people will die of gun violence in our state this year. It's a public health crisis, and we need to do whatever we can to reduce the horrible slaughter. And, you know, you're a parent, I'm a parent. I mean, how can we imagine our kid at a mall shopping and being taken from us? Or our sibling? It's just horrifying. And I'm telling you, the Democrats in the House, in any event, now that we control the House, we are passing this legislation. We will continue to pass this legislation. And all that we can do as Americans is demand that the United States Senate join us and pass legislation and send it to the president. And I do hope he'll sign it.
Congressman Andy Levin, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. It's great to be with you.